Good morning. Today is Tuesday, April the 2nd. I was supposed to have been back out here recording the next agenda items of for my presidency, because I haven't actually recorded them, but for some reason the record didn't take. So, but anyway, I don't know, maybe Spotify or whoever just don't want to hear this here. But the other day I did item number one, which is reparations, number two, taking care of the needs of the enlisted women and men of my United States military, and number three was to get affordable housing so that I can work on eliminating homelessness in this country. Number four today and number five today. Number four will be term limits for the United States Congress, the United States Supreme Court, and there's going to be a little twist on the presidency's term of, right now they can only do a total of 8 years, but I got a little twist that I'm going to put. And number five would be convene a constitutional convention to update the United States Constitution, because it definitely needs to be updated. So let's begin with agenda item number four, term limits for the United States Congress and the United States Supreme Court, and a twist on what I want to do with the office of the president. Okay, we all know the United States Congress, when it comes to those terms, some of those folks been there 30, 40 years. That's too motherfucking long. There will be where I'm going to institute term limits. Congress, no more than three consecutive terms. And also for the Senate, no more than three consecutive terms. So I think each congressperson can do up to 2 years, two, that's, you're going to do 6 years and that's it, motherfuckers. Then you got to go. Senators can do 2, 12, and no more than 2 and 2 is 12. That's 6 and 6 is 12, plus another 3 is six. We're going to do 12 is 18. The most you can do is 18 years. 18. That is motherfucking it. You ain't getting over 20, so you can forget it. Three consecutive terms, that's it. Your ass got to go. United States Supreme Court, you motherfuckers want to be there for life, just like some of them representatives and them. No. Once you hit, you can stay, probably you're going to do anywhere from a 10, 15 year term and your ass is gone. That's it. 10, 15, whatever the chairman of the Federal Reserve term, I think they do 15 years. The 15, that's it. That is motherfucking it. You come bring your ass up out of there. The United States president. But we're going to do that. Right now, the president can serve up to two terms of 4 years apiece for a total of 8 years. Guess what? I want to do a little exception there. If the president is working on something that really needs an additional term, guess what? You can run for a third term, but it's up to the American people if they want to put your ass back in there. So if they don't put your ass back in there, well, guess what? You ain't going back in that bitch. And I would suggest this here. If you don't get back in there for a third term, you can, all I can say is you can run for a third term, but after that, if you don't get back in there on that third attempt, sorry, that's it. You had your 8 years. Bye. So, but in the meantime, let's go to agenda item number four, which has not been done in centuries. We're going to convene a constitutional convention to help update the United States Constitution. I did all of my constitutional law. This is the first time in history that I'm going to say this. Michelle Obama, my cousin, I will gladly sit down with you so I can talk to Barack, because I know he's a constitutional lawyer. I have my little bone to pick with him, a big bone. But in the meantime, Barack Obama, guess what? I'm related to Michelle and the girls, and I will claim you as my cousin too. But we're going to have to convene a constitutional convention to update the Constitution. And you're a constitutional lawyer, and if I'm not mistaken, the representative from Maryland that I really love, Jamie Raskin, he's a constitutional lawyer. Well, anyway, don't worry about it. Y'all gonna hear from me, because like I said, I need to gather all of my constitutional lawyers, the professors, everybody. We're gonna convene a constitutional convention here in Washington, D.C. I don't know how we gonna do it, but we're gonna do it, okay? And on that note, once again, item number 4, we're going to institute term limits. And number 5, a constitutional convention. I think I had a couple of relatives over there on the bad side of my family. They were actually signers of the Constitution. But, you know, I got all kind of presidents in my family, Lincoln and John Adams and John Quincy Adams and God knows who else I've been. And my grandfather over with Thomas Wesley Bass, he married President John Tyler's niece. So, but anyway, we're going to have it going on in my administration. Once again, my political party is the Black Lincoln Dynasty Political Reparations Party. So on that note, everybody have a wonderful day. And please post this one, because we need to hear about this here. Have a great one. Bye-bye. Good afternoon. Today is Thursday, April the 4th, 2024. And I'm going to get to agenda item number 6, which I probably am going to switch to agenda item number 4, but right now we'll leave as is, because agenda item number 1 is reparations. Number 2 is take care of the needs of my enlisted women and men of the United States military. Number 3 is to work on eliminating homelessness so we can get some affordable housing for the United States citizens. Number 4 is term limits for the United States Congress, United States Supreme Court, and a twist on the term of the United States President, which we know right now they can only serve 2 terms for a total of 8 years. I suggest that there may be a chance on a case-by-case basis that they could run for a third term. But the only thing there is that if they are not elected, guess what? You can't run again. Sorry. Well, on that note, we're going to go to number 6. And number 6 is for, I'm going to set up a committee of each ethnic group that we can identify that's here in the United States, and they have to be American citizens. And so, for instance, we'll take, say, the Irish Americans, Italian Americans, Jamaican American, Haitian American, Somali Americans. You get my point. And we will have a representative from each of the groups that report directly to me. And within each of these groups, these individuals are going to go into the different communities, and we're going to find out what's actually needed among the working class, low income, and so forth. Now, as far as the wealthy American within those ethnic groups, they can come to me with their suggestions on how to help uplift the individuals within their ethnic community. Because there are some wealthy people out here that's willing to work with you to tell you exactly how they got to the point that they got to. Now, for the snobby ones who don't want this, fuck y'all. But in the meantime, I'm going to set up a committee of the ethnic groups here in the United States, and there are many ethnic United States citizens that they know what their communities need. And that's going to be agenda item number 6. And let me go ahead and put agenda item number 7 on here. Agenda item number 7 will be where I set up facilities for battered men and women so that they know that they have a place that they can come to. If they have children, the children will be taken care of. We'll provide daycare, a place to stay, and everything. They'll have access to either being homeschooled at the facility, or we'll make sure that they get into one of the local schools. But I want them to know that we are here to help them. And that's agenda item number 7. And on tomorrow, what I plan on doing, that's April the 5th, I'll do agenda item number 8, which deals with getting rid of the IRS, and also number 9, which deals with my cousin, President John Quincy Adams, who hated slavery along with his father, John Adams, and cousin Abigail Adams, and so forth. And we'll talk about how he went before the United States Supreme Court and he gained the freedom of the Amistad Africans. But the United States Congress censored him, and if I'm not mistaken, they worried him so, and I think he had a stroke in the House of Representatives, and he died not too soon after that. But that'll be talked about on tomorrow. But on that note, everybody have a great one. Stay safe, mask up. The coronavirus is back with a vengeance. My daughter came down with coronavirus about a month ago, and I promise you she had symptoms of dementia, and she's only 29 years old. She's gotten much better, but there's still a little something going on there. But I can keep watch over because I'm retired now and so forth. And like I said, my main focus now is to work on this presidential campaign. And like I said, I'll be running in the year 2028. And on that note, everybody have a wonderful day and stay safe. Goodbye.